Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Hear me talking? We got the music down. Can you hear me talking? Please tell me you can hear me talking. Hello? Can anybody hear me talking? Hello? Hello, hello. Can you hear me now? Please? Hello? Oh, thank you, Betty. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy moly, I tell you, it's always a crapshoot, you know what I mean? Oh yeah. Well, okay. Now that you can hear me and we don't have to wonder about it anymore, yes, that was Pat Boone with acapella, Lord's Prayer. That was pretty cool. John found that. And, no, don't do this to me already. Oh, holy guacamole land. Okay, I have no idea what happened to my copy that says takes 2 and 3. But I do have the song. I just want a particular one, and it's not showing up. Jingle bells. Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Don't ask. I have no idea. Okay. 2 and 3. I'm sorry, John. Takes 2 and 3 just ain't coming up. So I'm just going to play the regular version, and I will play 2 and 3 later when I find it, because I know it's in here. I put it in here. So here we go. Elvis is taking off first thing, guys.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. the plain and simple child, where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way or to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy and a child, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Okay. Well, it's nice anyway. Even if it wasn't the actual one I wanted. This computer is having a problem today, guys. It just really is. Or Blog Talk's having a problem. That's probably more like it. I will figure it out, though. It's just getting picky today. And it's saying, I don't like what you're doing, and I'm just not going to do it. So I'm going to revert to the old-fashioned way probably and look for it instead of typing it in. And that just really isn't a pleasant proposition. That's how I'll put that. There we go. That'll work. Okay. Well, Christmas trees, oh, Christmas trees, oh, Christmas trees. Okay, one finally came up. Wow, maybe it'll shock it into working properly. I'm not going to count on it, but that's all right. Okay, a one-time way, the old-time way quartet. One time, I wish. The old-time way quartet, when they ring the bells of heaven. This is cool, guys. This is really cool. Your feet go.
Glad homecoming, won't it be grand when they ring the bells of heaven on that day? When they
ring the bells of heaven,
heaven
ring the bells of glory,
glory.
When
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting,
when they ring
the bells of heaven on that day. Oh, what singing,
singing,
oh, what shouting,
shouting,
on that happy morning, when they all shall rise. Oh, what glory,
glory,
hallelujah,
glory,
when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
When they ring the bells of heaven on that day.
Ta-da-da! I got one to work. That was fun. I like that one. When John sent that to me this morning, I first heard it, I said, oh, having fun. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Yeah, there's some serious ones in there, but we're going to have fun. So that was your first fun one, okay? I've got Daniel O'Donnell doing Footsteps Walking With Me.
Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone. There'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down. He's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not all sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to serve. Everybody, footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad. Those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
Thank you very much.
I've always liked that when I hear him do it. It's so cool. And last time I did it, I watched the video. This one didn't have the video with it, but the last one had the video with it. And he's on this big old stage doing this gospel song. It's probably a Christian seminar or convention or whatever. But anyway, he's just so, he's walking around with a bounce in his step, and it's like the song makes him happy, you know, and before long, you find yourself smiling. So, hey, that's why I tell you guys when I say goodbye at the end of the show, I go out and give somebody a smile because it is contagious. It really, really is contagious. And if you smile at somebody, they can't help but smile back. So you got to be doing that. It's like Daniel O'Donnell standing up there on this big old honking stage singing this peppy little gospel song. And people start clapping their hands, and you find yourself smiling. Listen to it on a tape, you find yourself smiling. It's great. I love songs like that. That's gospel music to me. It all has its place. The happy stuff has its place. The harmonic stuff has its place. The a cappella stuff has its place. The heart-wrenching, tear-jerking stuff has its place. It really does. And you'll find that whole range of emotion in gospel music. And that is why I think gospel music is such an important part of the music world and such an important part of our commitment to God and of showing Him that we love Him. It's a way to worship Him. Listening to gospel music is a way to worship. And they put all this feeling into it so that each of us can feel those feelings and send them in prayer to God. Which, when you're going glory or you're going amen or you're clapping your hands or you're tapping your toes, stomping your feet, whatever, if you're up in the aisle dancing a jig, whatever you're doing, that's sending praise to God. When you're listening to gospel music and you are moved to do those things, even if it's a smile, that's praising God. That's what gospel music is all about, people. That's where it came from. It was written to praise God. It was sung to praise God. Maybe not at first. Maybe they thought they might make a couple bucks. But I bet you by the time they got that recorded, they were using it to praise God. And listening to it, whatever that emotion stirs in you, and whatever you do in response to that emotion, whether you cry or laugh or sing or dance, that's praising God. And that's what gospel music is for. That's what gospel music is for. So remember that. Tell everybody, come listen to this, because this is a way to be in church without being in church, and you just listen to the music and let it move you. Let it move you. And that's all you got to do. And speaking of moving you, we're going to have some more fun here. Tennessee Ernie Ford, one of my favorite basses, is going to treat us to Just Over in the Glory Land.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide,
just over in the Glory Land.
And I long to be by my Savior's side,
just over in the Glory Land. Just over in the Glory Land. I'll join, yes, join the happy angel band. Just over in the Glory Land. Just over in the Glory Land. There with, yes, with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the Glory Land. I am on my way to those mansions. Just over in the Glory Land. Just over in the Glory Land. I'll join, yes, join the happy angel band. Just over in the Glory Land. Just over in the Glory Land. There with, yes, with the mighty host. glory land. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see just over in the glory land, and with kindred saved there forever be, just over in the glory land. Just over, over in the glory land, I'll join, yes, join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over, over in the glory land, there with, yes, with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land.
You gotta like Tennessee, Ernie. He's not with us anymore, but when he was with us, he was a happy soul. He truly was. And you watch some of his tapes of some of his back shows, especially the Christmas show that he had his son on. That's a hoot. That's a total hoot. And he can't help. He's laughing at his son, trying not to, but he does. He's not very successful. And his son's just sitting there grooving along to the music, having a great time. It's beautiful. If you can find that tape, it's worth the time. It's wonderful. I've watched it like 5 times. It's great. I love it. Okay. And I told John I was going to tell you this. It's time to get out the box of tissues, dear. But this song is so worth it. It's by Kathy Kane. It's called How Far Is Heaven?
How far?
Did y'all survive that? That song is just, it just gets you. It does. It just gets you. A little girl trying to understand heaven and why she can't talk to her daddy. That's, can you imagine being a mother and dealing with that? That would about kill you. That would just about do me in. Oh, well. I'm glad I never had to do that. I really am. All righty then. How about some JD? You guys want some JD? I want some JD. I want some. How about a song called Anytime? Gotta take a few seconds to recover from that, don't you? Wow. The vibrations from him singing that low, you gotta kind of let your the quivering of your brain cool off. I love it. All right, how about an Elvis song? Should we have an Elvis gospel song? I think we need an Elvis gospel song. This is called Who Am I?
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I?
Who am I,
the King
would bleed and die for. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so. That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I? The king would bleed and die for. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so. That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
I love that song. Have you guys ever actually listened to the words of that song? You know, it's acknowledging that Jesus lived his whole life to show us how we should live, with the final purpose of dying on the cross for our sins, so that we would have the chance to live forever. Wow. Think about it. That's mind-boggling. The kind of death that Jesus died, the pain and the anguish, the whipping, the crown of thorns, the sword in his side, the vinegar, which was actually just bad wine, you know, wine gone sour. But he did all of that so that we would have a chance at eternal life. Oh, my word. Think about that. If you're ever wondering what it's all about, listen to that song. It's called Who Am I? It's kind of like, what? I'm nothing important. I'm just a regular person. I didn't do anything special with my life. Most of us can say that. But it's like, who am I? How am I so worth Christ dying for? Well, God the Father thinks you're worth it. You're all his children. We are every one of us God's child, and he created us, and he thinks we're worth it. So we should too. We don't know better than God. If God thinks we're worth it, we're worth it. We should never question, who am I to be worthy of this great gift? How am I possibly worthy of this? There are many things in this life that we can ask ourselves that question about, but not about why God died, not about why God sent his Son for our sins. We can't ask that question because God thinks we're worth it. Therefore, we are worth it. Never have a question as to whether you were worth Jesus' death or not, because God says you are. So you are, okay? Just remember that. If you have a question, listen to that song, because it explains all of it. It does. Okay. You guys over in the UK are going to be more familiar with this than we are, but we've heard them before. Foster and Allen, My Forever Friend.
Everybody needs a little help sometime. No one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me, or a king upon a throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the line. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend. I leave me never, friend. Darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Even when I turn away, he cares for me. His love no one can shake. Even as I walk away, he's by my side with every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him, my halo fails to shine. Sometimes I'm not his friend, but he is always mine. He's my forever friend. I leave me never, friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever. If you still don't know the one I'm talking of, I think it's time you knew. Long ago and far away, upon the cross, my friend died for you. So if you'd like to meet him, and don't know what to do, ask my friend into your heart, and he'll be your friend too. He's my forever friend. My leave me never. Darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Jesus is my best friend.
Yeah, I like that song. Especially with the Irish accents. That makes it even better. Yeah. Of course. course, I'm from the U.S., so what do you expect, right? Okay. You guys all know the song Turn Your Radio On by the Statlers. Okay. Well, how about we hear the one John sent me this morning? Same song, Turn Your Radio On, but it's by Albert Brumley Jr.
I'm listening to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings, turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of the spring, get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, and the music in the air. Turn your radio on, heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low, and this master's radio. Get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio. Fathers and mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. Some eternal bone and we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore. Get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on,
music in the air. Turn your radio on, heaven's
glory
share.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Cool. That song's good no matter if Albert Brumley sings it, or if the Statlers sing it, or if Steven sings it. It's just good. That's all there is to it. It makes you happy, makes your heart sing, makes you want to start tapping your toes. Make sure you get shoes off if you want to do that, and then you'd be in touch with the, well, you're in touch with the floor at this time of year, but, you know, hey, it's all good. It's all good. How about an Elvis song? Are y'all ready for an Elvis song? I think you're ready for an Elvis song. I'm ready for an Elvis song. How about one John sent me this morning called I've Got Confidence from the Take One series?
We're rolling, let's be Take One.
Two choruses both times, fellas. Okay.
Go to my dog.
Howdy. Be someone on that way.
Okay, here we go.
One.
One, two, three.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. I'm tossed from side to side, like a ship on a raging tide. I don't worry and I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's alright, I'm not the worrying kind. Because I got confidence too. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, God is gonna fix it for me. I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. Job was sick oh so long, till the flesh fell from his bone. His wife, his cattle and children, everything they had was gone. But Job in his despair, he knows that God still cares.
sleepless days and sleepless nights. Joe said, honey, that's all right, because I got confidence. Darling, gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, darling, we gonna fix it for me now. How I smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything is going wrong? I don't worry and I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's all right. I'm not the worrying kind, because I've got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know He's gonna fix it for me.
All right. That's a nice song, too. I like it. I like it. Okay. We've got one here that I don't ever remember hearing before, but it's a good song, especially if you think about it and you listen to it. There is a message here. There really is. It's by Pete Bustamante, and it's called The Old Man Is Gone.
Lifetime searching, waiting for something to come. To heal the hurt, the pain and the heartache my life has become. Frightened those demons that cause me to feel lost and ashamed, but always coming up empty until, Lord, You came. Now the old man is gone, a new man is born. The searching has passed, my soul rests at last, and my heart sings a song of His goodness, love. Man.
I like that. It's got a country feel to it, an old-time country feel to it. But I like it. I like it. And the guy on the cover of the album, he's dressed up in his Western duds, his cowboy boots and the guitar. Perfect. Perfect. And guess what, guys? I found it. I found it. The version of Crying in the Chapel that John sent me this morning. Take tune 3. I found it. See, miracles are not dead. They still happen.
L2W0385, take 2.
Shot who? You. You have to get through whispering on where we're going. Ready?
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give me another start.
L to WW0385, take 3.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've served I searched, but I couldn't find no way or earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
You want to hear just a little bit of it back?
Nice. Totally nice. I'm relieved now. I don't, the stress is gone because I found it. I knew I put it in there, but then I thought I might have been going crazy. But I did find it, so I'm not crazy yet. I might be going there, but I'm not crazy yet. Okay, get your shoes off. Get ready to be toe-tapping and dancing and whatever else you want to do, because the Statlers are going to sing about Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And this is a mover.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That is the reason the scripture records. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, the Lord looked down from his window in the sky and said,
I created man, but I don't remember why. Nothing but fight since creation day. I'll send a little water and I'll wash them all away.
So the Lord came down to look around a spell, and there he found Noah behaving mighty well. That is the reason the scripture records. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. That is the reason that scripture records. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord.
The Lord said,
Noah, there's going to be a flood. There's going to be some water. There's going to be some mud. Take off your hat, Noah. Take off your coat. Get Ham, Shem, Japheth. Build yourself a boat.
Noah said,
Lord, I don't believe I could.
The Lord said,
Noah, get some sturdy gopher wood. You never know what you can do until you try. Build a 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits high.
No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. That is the reason that scripture records. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah said,
there it is, Lord.
The Lord said,
Noah, it's time to get aboard. Now take a creature, a he and a she, to course visit Noah and the whole family.
Noah said,
Lord, it's getting mighty dark.
The Lord said,
Noah, get these creatures in the ark.
Noah said,
Lord, it's beginning to pour.
The Lord said,
Noah, hurry up, shut the door.
No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. That is the reason that scripture roars. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, the ark rose up on the foot of the deep, and after 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peek, said,
we ain't moving, Lord. Where are we at?
The Lord said,
it's no matter where, eh?
Then Noah said,
Lord, it's getting mighty dry.
The Lord said,
Noah, see my rainbow in the sky. Take all the creatures and people to earth. Don't be more trouble than you were.
No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. No fine grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry. And he landed high and dry. And he landed...
bones up and jiggling, won't it? You betcha. I love that. I love that kind of gospel. It is so much fun, and it just fills you with the joy that was meant to be in God's children. I love that. I love that kind of music, and I love that song in particular, because it tells a story. It tells about what Noah did and why. Did he have doubts? Yeah, he did. He wasn't perfect. He didn't just blindly follow God like he was supposed to. He questioned. He asked why. How am I going to do that? I can't do that. Guess what? He found out he could because God wanted him to. So we all have those doubts. We all ask those questions. Are we supposed to? Well, no, we're supposed to have faith as great as a mustard seed. And the mustard seed's not very big, so, you know, we're really falling short. I mean, man, oh, man. But we're supposed to have complete blind faith. But being human, we don't. We always ask the question. You know, like the inquisitive child who always goes through that. And I remember going through that stage in the third grade. Drove my mama crazy. Why? To everything. And she would answer that why. And then you'd ask another why. And it no question attached to it. Just the word why. I got my mama going for about 15 minutes one day. And she finally said, Jenny, quit. Yeah, she was a forceful one, all right. But you know what? We still go through that stage with the Lord. We all do. It doesn't matter how old we get. It doesn't matter the fact that our faith is supposed to outgrow that. Supposed to outgrow that. It never really does. Not with any of us. We will still come across situations or things that are supposed to be a certain way, we think. And so we ask God, why? Instead of just accepting that that's how he made it. That's what needed to happen at that time for that situation. Instead of accepting that, we ask why. Justify it to me, Lord. Well, he's God, the Father of all things. He doesn't have to justify anything. But if you be still and listen, he will. Because he loves us so much that he wants to answer our questions. He wants to tell us the answers to our whys. That's what love does. It bears all, even the frustration of the whys. Remember that next time you wonder why. Do you really need to know, or should you just accept it? None of us will ever always remember that. We just won't, because we're human. We will always ask that why. But we'll get an answer. Sometimes no answer is the answer. That's the hardest thing to accept. But you always get the answer. In the meantime, let's hear the Golden Gate Quartet singing Down by the Riverside.
I'm going to lay down my burden
down by the riverside,
down by the riverside,
down by the riverside.
I'm going to lay down my burden
down
by the riverside. Steady war no more, no more.
Well, there ain't going
steady war no more.
Well, there ain't going
steady war no more.
Well, there ain't going
steady war no more.
For Sister Rosetta doing Didn't It Rain. Didn't it rain?
let it rain. You know it rain. Oh, how it rain. Rain too long. Now it rain. Rain all day. Rain all night. Rain, rain. Night rain. It rain.
Reba McEntire, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry.
Thank you.
chariot coming for to carry me. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, yeah. That'll get them up dancing in the aisles. And now they're out of breath. Oxygen, oxygen. Anyway, how about Elvis? Put your hand in the hand. Rehearsal and take one.
Don't look at yourself and you will look at others. Put your hand in the hand of the man and still the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man and calm the sea. Don't look at yourself, you will look at others and believe. Put your hand in the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the man.
we forgot the ending.
They forgot the ending. Oh no. How am I going to handle that? They forgot the ending. I will survive. I am woman. I will survive. Oh, never mind. Okay. How about Johnny Cash and Gospel Road?
Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty highway. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty road. And they walked another hour to Emmaus town, and shared their supper till the sun went down. When he broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where they laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty highway. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty road. And they sang out rejoicing, and the jail split wide. The doors busted open and they walked outside. But they went back to preaching through the countryside and walking down that gospel road. So two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty highway. Two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty road. And they died in shipwrecks and in lions' dens. Then they died on crosses and the spears of men. But when one fell back, two more would start again to walk upon that gospel road. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel highway. Two weary pilgrims from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel road. On the highway to Galilee is Emmaus town. It was here eyewitnesses saw him walking down. When the three broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where he laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Talking about Jesus on that.
We had a moving show today, kids. I hope you got your exercise in. And it's time now to say goodbye for today. Just for today. Be back on Tuesday with another show. Same time, same channel. Come join me, because we always have fun on the rock shows. You know, whether it's an all Elvis show or it's an ETA show or it's just general 1960s, 70s, whatever, rock and roll. We have a good time. So you got to come and enjoy the music, because your music sales need feeding. You got to remember that. And right here is where you can get the best music to feed them with, okay? So come join me on Tuesday, same time as you did today. And we're going to have some more music, some more fun, okay? And in the meantime, may God bless you and keep you. May God to make his face to shine upon you and bring you peace. And until Tuesday, stay well, stay safe, and be happy. Because God's with you every step of the way. You can't miss. All right? God bless y'all. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, everybody out in internet land, for joining me. Come back again. Because we like company. All right? In the meantime, Vince Gill, go rest high on that mountain in honor of all of the loved ones that we have lost. A lot of us have lost recently.
Go red.